I think the invitation said 10 a.m., and I think it's 10 a.m., so we're going to get started. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to the grand opening of the Pensacola Downtown Terminal.
Port of Pensacola Director Amy Miller speaking at the new facility, located at the head of Commandancia Slip between the port and Plaza de Luna and Palafox Pier.
You know, when we began conceptualizing this facility more than 2 years ago, we didn't want it to be just a box with a ticket window and a dock. We wanted it to be an iconic place that fit into the fabric of downtown. It took a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of support from a lot of different people, but I don't know about you. I think we succeeded.
Built at a cost of $3.5 million, the dock and terminal complex will provide a home for Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch, the two 150-passenger catamaran-style boats that are overseen by the National Park Service. Dan Brown is superintendent of Gulf Islands National Seashore.
In my more than four decades of working with the National Park Service, none of the things that I have worked on have been more complex, more challenging, or more rewarding than helping make this community's dream for a boat service on Pensacola Bay come true.
He told the gathering that, as with most big undertakings, there are always specific moments in time that stand out. One was a phone call from Kimberly Blair, then with the Pensacola News Journal, on the news that BP oil spill money would be used to purchase the two ferries.
And when I indicated it would take probably at least 4 years to stand up the service, I could almost hear a collective groan from the community. You know, it actually took a year and a half from that phone call before we actually even saw the money from BP.
After funding was secured, construction of the two vessels began in Washington State, and the search was on for a company to run the business. After one failed attempt last year, HMS Ferries Incorporated of Bainbridge Island, Washington was hired, signing a 10-year contract with the Park Service.
Well, I've been here now about 4 weeks, and every week has just been fantastic. The positivity, the support for this project is absolutely electric.
Joe Acevedo is general manager of the parent firm, Hornblower Maritime Services.
One of our main goals is to make the city of Pensacola proud of this operation, as well as the National Park Service. We want everybody to be proud of how we operate and make this an attraction and a destination for people to come to. We have great challenges and great opportunities, and with your help, we will meet them and make this our first year a success.
This project didn't just happen. It happened because a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into it, certainly from the design team all the way through to construction, city staff and MPS staff as well.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson then offered the final word.
This is not just transportation. It is a true activity, attraction, and excursion. Please take your opportunity to get out there and enjoy this. This is your amenity, Pensacola. Now, who's ready to ride?
The first cruises of Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch are set for next Friday as part of a limited Friday through Sunday schedule through May 15th. That's when the full summer schedule will begin. More information is at cruisepb.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.